Ready at the end of the month, the last show of this month, which will be October 30th, we are going to be celebrating our 500th show. That is totally crazy to me, Betty. Can you believe this? Nan, can you believe this? 500 shows. We started on April the 17th or 16th or something like that of 2007. So we're in our 10th year. You want to talk about that, Nan, and then Betty?
That's a lot of shows.
That is a lot of shows. You've been on for quite a few years.
Yes, I have. And I praise God for that.
Yes.
You know, we can say it's a number, and it's 500. But the ministry that is going on those 500 shows, the anointing of the Holy Spirit has been on those shows.
You know, amen.
And people's lives have been changed. We've got emails from people's lives who've been changed and been encouraged. And if they were down, they were lifted up. I mean, so 500 times, on that date, will be 500 times that the word of God has gone out through this ministry.
Right.
How powerful is that? How great is that? That is fantastic.
Absolutely. And God gets the glory and the praise, you know, and we don't talk about money. We don't beg for money. We never have. We never have to, because God takes care of it. And it's not something we would do anyway. But if you want to be a partner with us for our radio shows, you can go to our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of our homepage and go to donations, and a page will open up for PayPal, and you can give a donation. And all of that that comes in goes towards the radio ministries. We have a show on Thursday nights. Betty, you want to say something about that show? That's with me with my other name, Mama Mac.
Yes, another powerful show. With Dr. Angel Falzoni and Mama Mac hitting a home run in life. And when you're an old softball player like we are, we like hitting home runs. And that's the cool thing about Dr. Angel is the dynamic duo gives us a life coaching show that set apart from most coaching shows, because you give us a bright and brilliant way to look at things. It's uplifting. It makes us get rid of our stinking thinking, you know, that we can start focusing on something more positive, and that gives us a way to cope with the things that we may be facing, such as drug addiction, abuse, physical abuse. You guys have covered a lot of topics in the last week, last month.
2 years. 2 years, we're in our third year.
And it's awesome to be able to have a show that we can listen to and be able to relate to you too.
Well, you know, this last week we started a series, and I think we'll finish it this week. I think it's just a two-show series. It's called Moving On From Heartache. And all kinds of heartache in our lives, but in particular relationship heartache, when things don't work out, when there's a divorce, when there's a breakup, whatever, or a death or whatever. And it was a powerful show last Thursday night, and we're going on with part two this Thursday night. It always airs at 6:06 p.m. right here on this station, and it also airs at noon Eastern on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. This show also airs on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. So we invite you to listen to those shows. And for those of you that speak Spanish, let us know, because I have a new show in Spanish. And that is on our radio station that we set up in Puebla, Mexico. And it's also now on StarcomRadioNetwork.com at 6 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for you early risers. And that's all in Spanish. And the name of this show is Despiértame Hoy, which means awake me, awake my soul, awake my soul. So any of those of you that speak Spanish, you want more information on that show that I do every week, just get a hold of me, pastor@bohmglobal.com. There we go. Andrea is going to be joining us in a little while. Betty, you, I know, are driving. You stay on as long as you can. And if you drop off, I'll know that you just had to drop off, because I know you're headed to a very important service in Indianapolis. This song is God Speaking by Mandisa. God is speaking, dear friends. He certainly is.
veins and felt you could not breathe. What if it's him? What if it's God speaking? Have you ever cried a tear that you could not explain? Have you ever met a stranger who already knew your name? What if it's him? What if it's God speaking?
God is speaking.
I love you.
I love you. Dear one, God is speaking to you right now. He loves you. He cares about every detail of your life. He wants you to know that you are special to Him, that He created you. And for whatever is going on in your life, He loves you. And He just wants you to run to Him. Praise God. He loves you. Go ahead, Nan.
I am speaking to you right now. Holy Spirit will give you much power. I desire to give you this gift. Holy Spirit will give you such a lift. You will receive the power to go on. You will become empowered, so strong. So what will you do with this? Of this gift, you shouldn't miss. So what will it be, my precious child? This may seem new to you, even wild. However, He's here for you. you can receive this gift.
That's great. Wow.
You know, and with the way that he inspired it there, this may seem new to you, even wild.
Right.
You know, and that is the way sometimes that it may seem.
Yeah.
To people who have not been raised, you know, with this, such as
right.
I have, you know. It can seem like a wild ride, a wild trip, but, you know, Holy Spirit is just so wonderful.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he's helped me.
Yes.
Through many difficult times.
Right.
And you know some of them.
Yes.
Because I've called you, I've shared with you, I've said, please pray with me.
Yes.
And it's been only many times by the Holy Spirit that
right.
I was able to make, only by the Holy Spirit, God holding me up, the
yes.
Holy Spirit being there, empowering
yes.
me.
Yes.
Guiding me, giving me guidance in how to handle situations.
Right.
Giving me answers to questions I had.
Right.
Just giving me direction on how to go forward. He was my advocate, as we've learned in the past. But he gives us so much power that we can make it.
That's
and
right.
You know, I want to just encourage people listening, maybe who don't have the Holy Spirit in their life, seek the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Ask him in.
Right.
Ask Jesus in. Ask the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And you will, it is such, it, he changes your life. It's a life changer for you.
Exactly right.
And that's what the Holy Spirit is, a life changer.
Oh, amen. Amen. Wow. Betty, are you still on? And Andrea?
I'm still here, Pastor.
Okay. Andrea, are you on? Okay. Hang on just a minute. Let me answer this other line. Okay. Andrea, are you now on? Andrea? Okay. Betty, do we still have you, Betty?
Yes, yes, Pastor. I'm still here.
Okay. All right. We must.
All right. And
Andrea
okay.
Here. All right. Bye. Now we got Andrea there. Okay. Praise God. Okay. You know, Nan was just speaking about how God wants, he's inviting our listeners, receive more of what you can have. And I want to point, and then I want both Betty and Andrea to comment on this. But in Acts chapter 2, as Peter has been preaching and preaching, he gets to this point in verse 37. He says, so now what do we do? Because these apostles were, everybody was saying, what can we do here, Peter? We get it. We get it. What are we supposed to do? Verse 38 of Acts 2, Peter says, change your life. Turn to God and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so your sins are forgiven. And then step 2, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is targeted to you and your children, but also to all who are far away. That's us. You know, we're far away from 2,000 years ago when this was spoken, but also to all who are far away, whomever, in fact, our Master God invites. And then he went on in this vein for a long time, urging them over and over, get out while you can, get out of this sick and stupid culture. And anyway, about 3,000 people committed themselves to God that day. Andrea, let's welcome, by the way, Andrea, to our discussion. You're out there in Texas. And you want to comment on any of this that we've been talking about, the Holy Spirit here, and then we'll go back to Betty in just a second.
Well, I was able to listen in at the very beginning of the hour and how the service or the radio show started.
Yes.
we were actually driving on Highway 635, which is like a big old loop around Dallas. We were coming
okay.
back from Dallas, and we just happened to plug in right at that time when you were describing how the Holy Spirit had just touched everybody in that room.
Yes.
Through the anointing of God's
yes.
word.
Yes.
And I was just, I tell you what, we felt the presence of the Holy Spirit as we were driving home.
Yes.
And all I could do was just think of the most awesomeness moments that God lately is allowing us to taste, that just sheer joy of knowing that through the Holy Spirit, I can access God.
Yes.
And it's just wonderful to know that we can receive this once we accept Christ as our personal Savior. That gift is ours.
It's ours. Yes. Yes.
And oh my gosh, I am ready for a wonderful, fantastic hour today.
Oh, it's just been a great show so far. And I tell you, I just wish all the rest of you could have been in here. And it was just Brother Chip, who does the shows on Sunday. There was a prophetic word for him after mine. And these three, husband, wife, and daughter, were absolutely cranked up in the spirit and powerfully prophesying. And, you know, the daughter started, and then it was her dad. And when they started prophesying, both of them, different each from each other, but it was the same message, what God was doing. And the countries and the ministry that was going to flow now in this new season, unbelievable. I mean, believable. It's not unbelievable, it's believable. And I thank God so much for it. Betty, you want to comment on this? And praise God. We got y'all on the road today. Here's Andrea and out there in Dallas on the road. Betty and Megan are on the road going to Indianapolis. Now, Nan and I are right here in the studio. So
we're stationary.
We're stationary right this minute. Wendy's with us, too. So go ahead. Betty, go ahead.
God's got us on the move.
Yes. Yes.
I think one of the things when you were talking about the prophetic word, that the Holy Spirit comes through the airwaves, because when you were talking about that again just a few seconds ago, Megan and I, again, the hair stands up on our arms and we get Holy Spirit goosebumps. That's how powerful that the Holy Spirit is.
Yes.
Is that he can reach you wherever you are,
right,
whatever you're doing. And so the Holy Spirit is limitless.
Yes.
He has the ability to do what nothing else can do. And he gives us the ability to be who we don't think we can be.
There you go. That's good.
I mean that positively.
Right, yeah.
Is that we think we can't do it. It's just like starting out with the ministry here in Indiana in October, is that it's like, what? You know, you're kidding. You're going to come here and the Holy Spirit's going to be here? And, you know, you're a little bit apprehensive because you think, are you sure this is God? And then one thing, I mean, it just fell into place.
It did.
That's what the Holy Spirit does. It reaffirms to me that he has the power to do whatever we ask him to do, to give us the power that we think we don't have the power to do.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Woo, praise God. And he's even going to fit all this equipment and everything in my little Mini Cooper. And I'm not...
Along with the toilet.
Yeah, yeah, all that, everything in there. But, you know, it's just amazing to me that God has already planned things like this. God already knew that this event was going to happen. I got here early today. Normal, leaving the nursing home, I don't get here as early as I did today. I don't know, traffic flow was better. And God knew he had a moment right there. Andrea, you want to talk about that? And then we're going to Acts 19, everybody.
Well, God's the master of the timing. And, you know, just a little brief testimony on that as well. This morning, talking about leading, talking about him setting things in motion for us, everything is done for a purpose.
Right.
God does not miss a step.
No, he doesn't.
This morning, as you and I were communicating back and forth through email.
Yes.
I'd also been communicating with this one church here in Dallas, and I thought, you know what, let's go and meet the staff just to see if the leading of the Holy Spirit is there. Of course, we had a really wonderful time. We met with them, had lunch, we were invited, we gathered as brothers and sisters in the Lord. But God had a purpose for that today. I don't know what the purpose is, just like he had you come in early today. God knew. God knows what he's doing, and if we are led by him,
yes,
everything comes together at the end. The
yes.
puzzle eventually comes all
yes, it
together.
Does. Yes, it does. Yes. Did you get my follow-up email?
Oh, my gosh. I was just praising God the entire way down the road.
Okay.
I am in agreement.
Okay. I just wanted to see if you got that. Oh, my. Nan, do you have anything to add to this before we get to Acts 19? Okay. Acts 19. Now it happened that while Apollos was away in Corinth, Paul made his way down through the mountains, came to Ephesus, happened on some disciples there. The first thing he said was, I'm going to say that one more time. He doesn't say, hey, boy, the weather's great down here in Ephesus, or how y'all been doing, or how's the church doing, or we don't even know if there was a church yet at Ephesus. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? That's the first thing Paul asks the people at Ephesus. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Did you take God into your mind only, or did you also embrace him with your heart? Did he get inside you? I've got to read this in the Message Bible. That's what I'm reading from right now, because I love the way the Message Bible delineates this. He's not just saying, did you take him into your heart or into your mind? He's asking these very pertinent questions. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Did you take God into your mind only? Do people do that? Yes, they do. People make a decision a lot of times to get saved because they don't want to go to hell, for heaven's sake. They take God into their mind, but he doesn't change their heart because they won't allow it. The Holy Spirit is the part of the Trinity that cleans us up, people. The Holy Spirit needs to be invited in because we need the cleanup process to happen. Did you take God into your mind only, or did you also embrace him with your heart? Did he get inside you? Okay, then. Betty, I'm going to give you first crack at that, and then Andrea, talk to me.
Well, you know, on many occasions, we've called the Holy Spirit Mr. Clean. Because
yes.
when you ask him into your heart, when you ask the Lord into your heart, that starts the process.
Right.
It starts the process of getting rid of the sin, getting rid of the unrighteousness, getting rid of things that don't need to be there, a lot of junk.
Right.
And then once you feel it, I mean, you're talking about the mind over the heart. Well, the Lord looks at our heart.
Right.
And he wants to see our hearts healed. He wants us to see us full of joy and full of compassion. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit does, it gives that joy. It gives us that ability to say, okay, God, I want more of you.
Amen.
Less of me and more of you.
Woo, yeah.
There's just such a peace. And when we talk about the peace that passes all understanding, there's a peace that you can't even fathom. You can't even find a vocabulary word for it, because it encompasses you.
Yes.
It wraps you. It puts you into almost a cocoon-like feeling, knowing that you have that security. It's like a little boy or a little girl with a blanket, and then they go to bed and they, where's my blankie?
Right.
But when we do that, if we take that Holy Spirit and we hold it close to us, he holds us close. He keeps us close because that's where he wants us. Because he wants us free. He
Amen.
Wants us to be full of joy.
Amen.
And to be able to enjoy through his Holy Spirit of even being able to communicate with him effectively.
Amen. Woo, Andre, I'm going to get your comment on the other side of the song, because I've just been enjoying this show so much, I haven't been paying attention to the time. Let's get a song in here. The Well by Casting Crowns, and then Andrea is going to give her opinion on this.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty,
and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, it just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, just come as you are. When your last prayer is spoken, just rest in my arms a while. You'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well. It's all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Yeah. Leave it all behind. You're full of love beyond measure. Your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see the living water is found in me. Cause you come to the well. Yeah. It's all who thirst will thirst no. It's all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind.
Praise God. Praise God. We have been having that CD cut in and out. I think it's the CD, but I don't have any way of knowing. And I'm getting some texts in here saying, what's going on? I don't know. I'm in the control room. All I know is we've had that CD cutting out in different parts, and maybe it's the CD. We'll see. If our talking is cutting out, then that's something that we'll have to let the station know. We don't know right now. I'm in the control room. I've done everything I know to do. Okay, Nan, talk to us.
The poem he just inspired is, will you receive this wonderful gift from me? You'll be so changed and so much more free. Holy Spirit is always here for you to receive. Of this gift, will you decide to believe? He's here. Just ask him inside of you. He's here, but asking is what you need to do. You may feel so broken inside right now, but he will help you with his power. So what is your decision on this day? Will you ask him in while you pray? He's here for you and loves you so much. Your life will never be the same after his touch.
Praise God.
You know, and he's inspired, I think, 5 poems.
That's quite a bit.
3 of them have seemingly been invitations.
Invitations. And if any of you want copies of those, just email me, pastor@bohmglobal.com, and I'll get those from Nan. Andrea, your turn. I assume you were hearing the cutting out, and we just take authority over that right now in the name of Jesus. That's going to stop whatever was going on there. But go ahead, Andrea.
Amen. Well, going back to the verse that you just read, with
yes.
Paul questioning
yes.
if they had been, if they had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, of course, the men said no, and there were about 12 of them.
Right.
We see the acceptance and then the obedience came in. When the men accepted the message,
right.
then the obedience came in. And once obedience comes into your life, then you become fruitful in the Holy Spirit.
Ooh, amen.
It's very evident how they began to prophesy, how they began to speak in unknown tongues.
Right.
As verse six was saying that. I was just in here just listening to the last song, just trying to let the Spirit of God talk through me today to tell me, okay, what is it, Heavenly Father, that you want from me?
Right.
What is it? Have I accepted this? Have I received this gift? Have I claimed this gift for me? Because I don't want to just have head knowledge of your word. I want to have life knowledge. I
yes.
want to have heart
yes.
knowledge.
Yes.
I want you to smell a sweet aroma in me. I want you
yes.
I want you to just permeate with the Holy Spirit, because that's going to be the most beautiful perfume I can give you, my God, in return.
Yes.
And as the song was playing, as we are just going back over this power today that we can receive, that is available to those who have accepted Christ as a personal Savior.
Yes.
We are just now touching the very, very beginning of what this is going to entail. We've been talking about a new season coming. We've been talking about revival occurring.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, we are at the very beginning of something great happening here
yes.
to us here and to our listeners, Pastor.
That's exactly right. You're right on. And I'll tell you, it takes a leap of faith to realize and to admit that maybe we haven't been walking in all of the blessing and fullness that we can. You know, very briefly, I want to tell you what happened to me in 1979, because I had been a youth pastor for quite some time, and my ex-husband and I and a group of friends, we had a singing group, and we had cut an album, and we had traveled every Sunday night to different churches. We ended up in a big four-square gospel church, and as a result of that Sunday night, different things happened, and we began to realize that we were being called to go to that church and attend instead of the Baptist church we had been in. And nothing against the Baptist church, but there was that fullness of the Holy Spirit that we wanted to experience, and it was there. And long story short, after a few months of being in that church, the hunger inside me was just so intense for the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And this particular Sunday morning, I walked into church, and I was sitting in the overflow. It was packed. There were like 500 people in the room. And that particular day, my sister and brother-in-law decided to come to church that day for the first time. And they were with me. My husband was not there, but they were there. And we were blessed to have a traveling evangelist whose ministry really was in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He stood up there and taught on this and explained it in such beautiful words, like we're trying to do here today, of what a blessing it is to receive everything God has for us and to just allow the Holy Spirit to fill us up to overflowing with Him. And as he described all this and pointed out these scriptures, including this one right here, the tug in my heart was so huge. And I was clear at the back of the church. I mean, high heels, you know, the whole bit back then, dresses and all that. And when we stood for the invitation, I remember looking down at my hands, gripping the back of that pew in front of me, and my knuckles were white. I knew that I needed to go up front and have hands laid on me and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I, you know, for an instant I thought, but my sister's here, my brother-in-law, whatever. And but, you know, it was like just a fleeting thought, and I was out of there. And by the time I got to that aisle, I was almost running down. I think I was. Some people said later that it seemed like I was just running down to the front, heels and all, and got down there. And that pastor evangelist put his hands on me. I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the speaking of tongues right then. And my life has never been the same from that moment on, 1979. And oh my, the change in the power that I had and the ability to see God move at the, you know, ministering in the gifts. Amazing. Betty, do you want to comment there? And then we'll go to Andrea. Wow. 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 That was my earth chattering moment.
Well, mine wasn't quite as earth shattering as that. Is that we were praying and the Holy Spirit just filled the sanctuary at the church where we were at. And all I said was, Lord, could you fill me with your Holy Spirit? And I mean, and I felt, because we had like chairs, and I was leaning against the seat part of the chair praying, and all of a sudden, it was just like from the top of my head to the soles of my feet.
Amen.
I thought, wow. I mean, I was on fire, and then I began to speak in other tongues.
Right.
And it's like, oh, hallelujah. I mean, and I was just on fire.
Yes.
Physically felt like I was on fire. But that was the burning fire, the burning things out of me, because I wanted so much more of him.
From that moment on. Yes.
From that moment on, I was never the same.
And, right.
You know, like I said, the word was more alive. I wanted to tell everybody about what happened. And that's what they talk about, you know, the joy of your salvation, was the joy of feeling that you have the power of God living inside of you.
And
it's so excited.
Oh.
So excited.
Ah. Woo! Okay, back to Acts 19. And did you take God into your mind only, or did you also embrace him with your heart? Did he get inside you? They said, we never even heard of that, a Holy Spirit. God within us? How were you baptized then? Asked Paul in John's baptism. That explains it, said Paul. John preached a baptism of radical life change so that people would be ready to receive the one coming after him who turned out to be Jesus. If you've been baptized in John's baptism, you're ready now for the real thing, for Jesus. And they were. As soon as they heard of it, they were baptized in the name of the Master Jesus. Paul put his hands on their heads, and the Holy Spirit entered them. And from that moment on, they were praising God in tongues and talking about God's actions. Altogether, there were about 12 people that day. Andrea, talk to us. This is the life-changing moment. Yes, salvation comes first. We must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on a cross for us, and that he is our Lord and Savior. But then comes this moment in time for a lot of people who are seeking everything God has for them to be immersed, to be full of God, and allow the Holy Spirit to do a fresh work in them. Talk to me, Andrea.
Oh, my God. We are in the very last days, and I think we can see it. It's evident through the news that we hear and watch, et cetera, and just through the social issues that we have around us right now. God is about to pour out his Spirit, and he needs witnesses. He needs witnesses to bring people from confusion into the light.
Yes.
And we need to be like the Apostle Paul here to clarify what the power of God really can do in our lives.
Right.
We do not need to be missing out by something that we have not been able to grasp yet. We need to get a hold of the truth. We need to have that discernment.
Right.
And oh my God, he is calling us out to be his voice today. To go out into the world and to literally approach those that are in need of his love, those that are in need of salvation, and let them know that we have a Savior. Let them know that they can live a life that is powerful and mighty.
Amen.
That has full access to the Godhead, that they do not need to be afraid or
Amen.
Chained up with their struggles that they're living in. We need to be able to get out there and, in the name of the Lord, love and share that message of hope.
Amen.
Set them free so that they can start to be free what a beautiful passage that we're seeing here.
Yes, isn't it?
We see, of course, how God introduces the truth through this apostle.
Yes.
But yet, it's our responsibility to believe and receive.
Amen. And, you know, back to earlier in the show, when in Acts chapter 1, the whole topic is introduced by Jesus himself. You know, this mm-hmm. is not some weird thing, and it's not some crazy thing. People make fun of people that have a prayer language a lot of times. They don't understand that that is that language between you and God. That it's amazing. God totally understands. And the power that results from that prayer language is amazing. And that's where you see people moving in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and in the gift of wisdom and knowledge and miracles and healings and faith and all of that. And, you know, so often we just get content to get saved, get their quote unquote fire insurance, and that's it. They don't want more of God. The whole essence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is I want all God has for me. I want to be so full of God that his life, his light shines through me in such an amazing way that everybody around me knows there's something going on here. There's something different. And when people are sick and they need prayer, that we lay hands on them with faith, believing that God will minister through us to them. And I love the fact that Jesus, when he introduced the topic, he introduced it actually in the book of John, chapter 14, where he said to the disciples, this was during the time right before the cross. And he said, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you and he will be your friend, your companion. He will be with you and he'll be in you. And that whole passage of John 14 is so powerful, where Jesus describes what is about to happen. Dear friends, as we begin right now, in the next couple moments, to worship the Lord, I've seen this happen many, many, many times through the years, that as we worship God, as we just get it caught up in that moment with him, that we are able to surrender and say, Lord, I worship you for who you are. You are my King. You are my Savior. You're my healer. And we can also say you're my Holy Spirit baptizer, because Jesus is the Holy Spirit baptizer. So when we do that and we say, Lord, fill me to overflowing with you. I want everything you have for me. I don't want anything left behind. I want it all. I want the gifts. I want all that you have for me. I want the Holy Spirit to fill my life. We've used this song a lot lately, and we're going to use it in our revival in just 3 weeks from tonight. Oh, in the presence of Jehovah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Allow God to talk to you right now and surrender to him through this song.
Hearts are mended. Right here in His presence, I want to let you know, no matter how big your problem, troubles vanish. Broken hearts are mended.
Praise you, Jesus. Just bow your heads in prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we love this anointed music. We love your word. We love the fact that you, Father, saw fit to send the Holy Spirit. And to those who wish to be filled up to overflowing with your presence, you make that happen. You make it possible. And so, Lord, for any of our listeners that are listening now or in the future that desire to have everything that you want for them to have, that desire that baptism of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we ask that you just fill them to overflowing right now as they're worshiping you, as they have been worshiping you. And Lord, we just decide with them and declare with them that your goodness and mercy over them by giving them that power of the Holy Spirit is going to totally transform their lives from this moment on. We thank you, God, for the promise and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Bless each listener now or in the future. You know where they are. You know who they are. We may never know, but you do. And God, we just release them into your hands and thank you for the peace that you have for each of us that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name, this we pray. Nan, do you have something? And then we're going to Andrea.
I do. In my presence, you will receive peace. Stop. Take time. Worship me.
Amen.
Spend that quiet time with me. You will begin to be healed and freed.
Praise God.
In my presence, you will receive guidance. You will know what you need to do. I will open up the doors that you need. It will become so evident to you. In my presence, you will feel my love. Let me engulf you right now, this hour. I will minister to you what you need, and you'll receive my awesome power.
Praise God.
You know, that really touches me and blesses me, you know?
Yeah.
And there's people who's listening to this show now or in the future who are hurting.
Yes, sure.
They have hurting lives. They have stuff they're facing that they don't know what they're going to do.
Right.
But yet he is saying, I'm here.
Right.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here. I will take care of you.
Yes.
I will empower you.
Right.
My Holy Spirit will comfort you. You know, we've talked about the Holy Spirit and prayed about the Holy, you know, and he just is such a comfort.
Amen.
He gives us power. We've spoken about that earlier, but he is just such a comfort to us. And people don't realize if they don't have him, what they're missing.
What they're missing.
What they're missing until they have him.
Yes. Amen. Woo, Andrea. That's hard to listen to that song. The power of the Holy Spirit is so prevalent on that song. Wow.
Amen. We're having church.
Amen. Amen. We are too.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I could just came over.
Yes. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just speak over you, Andrea, that the path that God has for you is one that you didn't expect 5 years, 10 years, 20 years ago. The path he has for you is ordained by him, and he says to you, peace, my child, and know that no matter what storms you have been through, what storms will come, I will always be there with you. You are my child. You're anointed and ordained for such a time as this. Rejoice. Rejoice in my direction, my leading. I will work it all out. And you will look back and you will say, my God, how did I get through all of that? And I will say to you, by my power, by my strength, by my peace, by my comfort, by my joy, that's how you got through it all.
Amen.
And you will minister to countless numbers of people. Who need a touch from Almighty God.
Amen.
Thus saith the Lord.
I think we heard the rushing wind today.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I think we are all in awe at the Savior.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for your gift.
Amen.
To go forth boldly.
Yes.
To lay hands on the sick.
Yes. Time is short, you know, and for whatever time we have left, we need to make the most of it. We need to realize that the most important things we do in this life must be for the kingdom of God. They're not about job success. They're not about whatever. It's all about what do we do for the kingdom of God. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
And we've got to change our perspective on life and realize that that is the most important thing. Nan, I'm going to give you a final word, and then Andrea, Betty had to cut out and go to the ordination of her cousin in Indianapolis, which we wish them well for that service tonight. For her cousin Shelley, who's being ordained into the Church of God. So we hope that all goes well. Nan, a final word there, and then Andrea.
Well, just like encourage people, if they don't have the Holy Spirit in their life, get him in their life.
Receive him.
Their life will be forever changed.
Amen.
And they will be empowered to do what they need to do and fulfill the call on their life. And everyone has a call.
Right.
Doing something. Everyone has a call. They can fulfill the call on their life better if they have the Holy Spirit in
Amen.
Their life.
Thank you, Nan. If you want any of those poems that God gave to Nan through the show today, just write me, pastor at bohmglobal.com. Andrea, you got about a minute here before we get out of here.
I just sensed this morning before really putting my feet on the floor that God was going to be very powerful today through the word. And I just sensed that something was going to come out of this, and oh my gosh, it was almost like being back in church with y'all as we all laid hands and as we all just felt
yes.
the power.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
Yes.
Praise God.
We had church, Pastor.
We had church.
I was glad to be here.
Praise God. It actually started, you know, with that other show right before us and that prophetic word. Praise God. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Nan. And Wendy's been here in the studio. Thank you, Wendy. And it's always a joy to be with you every week. Check out our website, www.bohmglobal.com. And we are going to celebrate our 500th radio show at the last Sunday of this month. So be sure and join us. And we're going to be up in Indiana, at Newcastle, Indiana, at the Cornerstone Campground for our 4G Kingdom Living Revival, October 22nd and 23rd, if you're in the area. God bless every one of you. And guess what? It's not far to Jesus, and we got to get out of here and get room for the next show. But just know that God loves you and has a plan for your life, and he wants you to be filled up with him. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. God bless you. It's not far to Jesus. It's been Pastor Marcia, Betty, Nan, and Andrea bringing you the word today. God bless you.
It's not far from me.